Waiting for you and your little worm. That's right. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Huh?
Come on, big man, and take out that pathetic little penis and show me.
What?
I want to see it right now. My friends and I need a good laugh. If you've called before, you know what to do. So do it. Enter your credit card anytime during this message.
What?
Or press the 1 key to use your personal check.
All right.
Well, my little slave, you and your disappointingly small penis are going to serve me. I'll teach you to listen by punishing and humiliating your little on a regular basis for only $3.99 per minute.
Yeah, right.
You'll be very discreetly billed on your Visa, MasterCard,
American Express, Discover, my small schlong.
A CTG, or Eclipse.
Apparently somebody
no
does.
No credit card, you pathetic little bitch. Then press 1 and use your personal check.
No.
Remember, you must be at least 18 to use this special service. A small $4.99 connection fee will apply. So, my little penis slave, enter your credit card number now, and let's get started.
No.
Listen to all that demand for money, checks, and credit cards, and everything else, all to have some slut tell you how small your wiener is.
All the way? Then go ahead, lover. Give it to me now. Your credit card number, that is. Make sure to press the pound key when you're done, and I'll be right back.
Yep, I think they gave up, finally. Boy, that was pretty relentless.
Boy, oh boy.
Any time right now without a credit card?
Huh?
Just call 1-900. The call is only $4.99 per minute and will be discreetly billed to your phone. So for a nasty
$5
walk
a minute.
On the wild
God, that's
side,
outrageous.
And if you're at least 18, just call 1-900-772-PENIS. Your lady is waiting for you right now.
Oh.
Can't dial a 900 number?
Yeah, we can get it billed. We can get it billed to the radio station instead of putting it on our credit card.
Yeah.
We can bill the radio station for having someone tell us how small our penis is.
Yeah, perfect. It's funny the amount of people
out
there.
Yeah, perfect.
Isn't it funny how people would actually pay money to be just barraged about how small their wiener is?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Takes all kinds.
Yeah, I'm telling you, God, there's some creeps out there. Look, it's not the fact of having a small wiener. It's like your v*** is so damn huge that who wouldn't fall in it?
Looking for some conversation? You will speak to an interesting girl who is both fun and very special.
This woman is weird right here.
Everyone gets custom service.
Everyone
so you actually pick
service.
The lady you want for conversation. All this for only $4.99 a minute.
Oh, is that all?
$7.99 connection fee.
Oh, really?
If you're at least 18.
What a deal.
And ready to have fun, just hold on to the phone, that is. The billing will begin in 2 seconds.
Jeez, the puns are so bad.
Is anybody like there and stuff?
Would somebody connect me to some bitch?
Yeah, I thought they're supposed to be like hot chicks and stuff picking up the phone. Hello? There should be a chick picking up any second now.
Hi, this is Secretary. My name is Terry. Would you like to speak with one of our ladies?
Yes, please.
And we have ladies from 18 to their 80s, all ages in between. What age would you prefer?
I'd like 28, if that's okay.
And would you prefer a white lady or a black lady?
I guess it shouldn't matter.
White.
Okay.
White.
And sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, dominant, submissive.
Is this the number that you call where they tell you have a small penis and stuff?
You can discuss whatever you want with a lady, sir. Would you like to speak to a lady?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm a secretary, so you need to tell me what you'd like.
So you're not like one of the hot chicks that talks to people? Hello?
Oh, please!
Oh, you
bitch!
You mean to tell me...
Come on! If they don't get that kind of mentality on a daily basis, somebody that would...
Oh. Come on, she'll actually hook you up with a dominatrix.
Oh, my God.
Or somebody who will just dominate you, somebody who will, you know, just sound like the biggest whore the planet's ever birthed. And one little remark about her and her job, and boom, see ya.
What's so way out of line about some caller, like, actually thinking that they could talk to the host, you know what I mean? I mean, that's like somebody wanting to do the hostess when you go into the boob bar.
Yeah,
right?
Of course the hostess always looks hot at the boob bar. Always looks the hottest because they're wearing clothes.
I mean,
all this for
I'm just amazed that an outfit like this would draw the line anywhere. Like, oh, come on, sir, give me a break. You got the biggest creeps in the world calling this line, and just by merely asking for her, that's enough to be like, oh, that's it. That's it. Like, that's the worst thing they've ever heard.
God. Yeah, you've really crossed the line now.
Yeah. You see how mechanical right down the list in front of me? Okay, kinky dominatrix, blah, 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 hot and horny. Blah, blah, blah.
This is the Secretary Marianne. I'm ready to connect you with a lady of your choice. What age lady would you like?
How about like, I don't know, 35?
Would you prefer a white lady or black?
I'd like a black chick.
Sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, slutty, dominant.
Can I get like sweet, sexy, and slutty?
And the name you'll be using?
Buzz.
What?
Buzz.
Customer service number in case you have any questions. One moment, please.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that was quick. 1-888. To complain because she's not slutty enough? She didn't have a problem with combining items either, did she?
No. No, she didn't. There was no response whatsoever.
Like, it's a different girl if it's hot and sexy versus kinky versus...
hello?
They're trying...
Hello?
Hey, Buzz.
How you doing?
I'm fine, baby. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Yes, so what you up to today, Buzz?
She asked me if I want somebody sweet and sexy or somebody slutty or somebody nasty, and I said I wanted somebody sweet, sexy, and slutty, and then she just didn't say what was going to happen. So do you do all three?
Well, yeah, baby. I mean, I can be sweet, sexy, and slutty.
Are you from the South? You sound like you're from Georgia or something.
I'm from Colorado, baby.
Oh, wow.
And you, where you at, Buzz?
I'm from, like, Detroit and stuff.
Okay.
So say something slutty.
That's my buddy.
What, baby?
That's my friend.
Hi.
Hey.
His name's Jarvis.
Hey, Jarvis.
Hey, baby.
My name's Gina. Well, tell me, boys, do you have those big odds out for me already?
Yeah, well, I got my big out, and I'm going to take it from behind. What do you think about that?
Hey, cut out Tiger Woods.
That sounds good, baby. Oh, your
You sound so happy.
I'm always happy when I get baby.
So tell me, you probably have a perfect pooper, right?
Well, come on, baby. It's good for
Hey, I don't want to be like a cold shower, but I asked her for somebody who's a certain age. How old are you?
I'm 36, baby.
36? Okay. Mm-hmm. I asked for 35.
Oh, baby, you can't get exactly this Friday.
Okay.
Come on now. Hold on.
Sorry.
You, Buzz.
I'm like 50.
Oh, baby, little grave robber, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
And how old are you, Jarvis?
I'm 32.
32, and how big is your baby?
I'm coming in at 8.5.
Ooh.
Hey, wait a second. He's my little brother. He can't be 8.5.
How old are you, Buzz?
Buzz? Oh, no. I'm 50. I just told you.
No, how big is your baby?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm only like 6, but Jarvis is my little brother, and he claims he's 8.5. I don't think he's telling the truth.
Oh, I bet he is, baby. Why don't we try it in my and we'll find out, baby.
Okay. Is that how you measure?
What, baby?
Is that how you measure?
Well, yeah, baby.
Okay.
Why don't you describe your boobs?
My boobs are pretty, baby.
Good question, Jarvis.
They are nice 38 C's, baby.
Wow.
38 C's. So, do you like to play with your boobies?
Well, baby, who doesn't like to play with their boobies?
Yeah, come on, Jarvis. What are you, an idiot?
Stupid me.
I bet you like to play with my boobies, too, or baby?
I like to climb on and put my...
Oh, baby, I love...
Good job, Jarvis.
I'd like to bump your chin with my...
Ooh, baby, I'd like to stick my... baby.
Hey, you're really good at this, Jarvis. Have you done this before?
I bet Jarvis done it many times.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn...
Yeah.
I'm like a whore.
I'd throw out the bill before my parents see it.
Yeah, Jarvis. We still live at home.
You boys live at home?
Yeah. No, I mean, just for a while. until I got set up and stuff.
Oh,
we were CEOs, but we got fired from our companies.
You got fired, baby. What were you doing, playing with your too much?
Hey, if you bill my dad's phone, will he find out that you were black, or will he just find out that I was calling this number?
Is your daddy prejudiced, baby?
I don't know. He just might be kind of pissed that I'm calling this number.
No, baby, they ain't going to put on their one black woman up, or, you know.
Hey, I didn't really know how they do the billing, but I just don't want to get in any more trouble than I'm already in.
You're already in a lot of trouble, huh, baby? Now, you know what? I don't know how they do the billing, baby. That's not part of my job.
Okay. I think I'll just blame it on Jarvis.
That sounds good, baby. Let's blame everything on Jarvis.
Hey, wait a minute. Wow. So, do you like it if I were to sort of or what?
Baby, I love the taste of baby. Come on now.
Seems like you like everything, Gina. That's really hot.
When it comes to sex, baby, I love it all.
Oh.
Let's see. What else does she like,
are
maybe?
Are you boys together right now?
Well, we're just at home, like, supposed to be applying for jobs and stuff.
I know, but are you together, babies?
We're in the same room.
You're in the same room? Do you both have your in your hands?
Not really.
Could be arranged.
You better go in the other room, Jarvis. Jarvis is on the portable phone, so okay. he's walking into the family room.
All right, I'll go in the other room.
Just don't bump Dad's bowling trophies, whatever you do, Jarvis.
Really?
I was just wondering if you boys had your out together.
You're so wild, Gina.
Well, I've done brothers before, baby.
Is that right?
Wow.
Absolutely, baby.
Oh. What's the longest call you ever racked up?
I've had hour calls. I've had half-hour calls.
An hour?
Oh, well,
were they drunk or something? What took them so long?
What took him so long?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't only call one time, baby. Oh, no, baby. I worked his sweet baby.
Hey, Gina, my sister's pulling up, and she's probably the type that'll tell my dad that we're on the phone with you.
All right.
Is it okay if we call back a little later?
Well, call me tomorrow morning, baby. I play every morning.
All we asked for, what was your name again?
He just asked for Gina, baby.
Gina.
Okay, and tell him.
Gina from Colorado, baby.
Gina from Colorado.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And you're not going to call and, like, talk to my sister or anything, are you?
I am. I'm going to call. What's her name again?
Gina, don't do that. You're scaring me and stuff.
I don't have your number, baby.
Okay.
All right. So you boys have a good day.
Nice talking to you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care of yourself.
Bye, Gina.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, God. What a stupid call.
Sexiest ever.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Oh,
I'm
going
to be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that chick was terrible.
I know. Baby.
Oh, I know it. Everything was
somebody pays for that?
Did she ever... every sentence ended with baby, didn't it? Every single time?
Yes. It was hideous.
I tell you what, baby.
Oh, even started with baby.
Yep. And ended. Oh my God.
That was so bad.
She was the unsexiest human being alive.
Man, that
Do you think she was black?
Yeah, I think she was black.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I certainly do.
I was getting pissed. I thought she was an imposter.
I didn't know that it's a thing out there where all the black chicks are. However, that was rather interesting.
baby, ooh.
Gina, my baby.
Ooh. Well, that wasn't exactly like having people make fun of you because their penis is small.
God,
it turned into,
really?
Like, regular phone sex and stuff.
Yeah, what happened there? That was that stupid.
Yeah, it was really... Oh, my God, was she bad.
No matter how gross you got with her, I mean, I figured if I really, like, turned on just pure seedy filth, she'd come back with the same. It was just the dumbest comebacks to all of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, she was horrible.
Like, tell me about your boobies. Oh, I got nice boobies, baby. And
my penis! And it's none of your business.
And tell me about your pooper. Oh, I got a great pooper, baby. Yeah. And so?
So she's like, so you got your d*** out yet, baby?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, we're both just standing next to each other with our penises in our hands.
Oh, I know it.
Mike actually did have his you know.
I know. He said he did.
Oh,
he did. I just want everyone to know. He did.
Hey, somebody really needed weird. To be honest in this thing. She wasn't. You weren't.
Pretending his puny little penis satisfied me.
I'm an upstanding young man. Okay, old man.
Hey, oh, boy. Make
I just
sure.
couldn't lie.
Whatever person I'm asking for or trying to ask for, or what, I will never, ever ask for someone named Gina again.
Colorado.
Just in the off chance that Gina might answer the phone.
You're not kidding.
Woo.
Man, oh, man. What a horrible phone sex chick.
I know. She's in the wrong business.
She had a terrible voice. Everything. There was nothing good about that
I feel
chick.
Like we should call back and complain.
I know it. About Gina from Colorado. Not sexy. Says the stupidest things.
Do you think they would reverse the charges or erase the charges if we complain?
They'll probably go back to her and say, so they were very unhappy with their call. Oh, come on, baby. Listen, I gave those two guys everything, baby.
I told them how hot my boobies were, baby.
Conversation. You will speak to an interesting girl who is both fun and very special. Everyone gets custom service. All this for only $4.99 a minute with a $1.99 connection fee. If you're at least
what's
18,
the connection fee? Oh, you mean the $4.99 won't cover the connection fee?
I know it.
That is
$2.
The billing
$2.
Will begin in 3 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
You want your, filing complaint?
Go. Our secretary will now connect you with the girl of your dreams.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Secretary. My name's Terry. I'm ready to put you in touch with a lady of your choice.
I just called a minute ago and got hooked up with Gina, and I just want to issue a complaint because I just didn't think she was very hot. She was, not very sexy.
Okay, well, I can put you in touch with another lady.
Nice. Is there a supervisor or something? Because I was hoping maybe I could get the charges erased, maybe.
No, it's permanent, sir. You can't. You can only hang up.
It's permanent? Even if she really sucks? Hello?
You can call back after 2 o'clock and speak to somebody in billing in regards to that.
Billing? Seriously?
Yeah, there's nothing I can do.
Okay. She kept calling me baby. It was really stupid. You heard it, Jarvis.
Didn't go anywhere. I mean, she kept going. You'd ask her to talk about her boobs, and she'd just say, I got nice boobs, baby. And that was it. Stupid.
Hello?
Hello?
Nice hanging up, bitch.
Nice customer service.
God, they care so much about their clientele.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. Yeah, they're very concerned with service after the sale.
You can ask for another girl.
Yeah, right.
A customer is usually a moron and an ass.
Apparently.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad.
You can ask for another girl. Hey,
yeah.
You charge me $4.99 a minute, bitch.
Thanks for being a professional customer. Know what the hell you're talking about.
Who is the idiot that was on the phone for an hour with that dope?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. That guy must have fallen asleep.
I know. Seriously, who could talk to that bitch for an hour? Did you hear him, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
She was the worst.
The
How could
worst.
That happen?
I don't know. How much do you suppose all these phone... I mean, that's one number in a sea of a billion numbers. How much do these outfits make, I wonder?
Oh.
I wonder how many companies there are, I mean, with all these 900 numbers. I wonder.
Oh, it's billions. It's in the billions.
I know.
Seriously, it's in the billions of dollars.
These are I don't know, a handful of big companies, and all the 900 numbers are all underneath that handful of companies.
Probably.
Making billions. Yeah.
So there's probably just a few big ones. Yeah,
yeah.
And they have these, they branch out with, you know, they got 6 local sluts in this area and 7 in that area. Oh, wow. Was she horrible, though? How could anyone hire her?
Terrible.
I mean, if this is a big company that's got regular procedures and all that, you would think she would not fall through the cracks. She was so lame.
You know it. And how do they audition these girls? I mean, how do you become a phone sex chick like that. I mean, how does that go? Obviously, I mean, look who she was.
I know.
Apparently, it doesn't matter if they sound sexy or not.
It seems like it'd be easy. You just, you know, they just have one of the managers call you, and she turns it on and, you know, does her baby thing.
Yeah, and then they go, good enough.
I got great boobies, baby.
Good enough. So I'll tell you what, get us a phone
number.
Yeah,
she's good enough. That's fine.
Yeah, give us a number we can connect to, and we're ready to go.
You're hired, bitch.
Yeah.
What's your social security number?
Yeah.
Well, man.
Oh, man.
I need to recover from that.
Yeah,
that was
too.
Really
that
pretty.
Was
starts out with somebody telling us how small our penises are.
Yeah.
And ends up with that gross pig.
I know it.
And then rejected by customer service, which doesn't exist, apparently.
Yeah. What a perfect 1-900 experience.
Well, excuse me. You can call back after 2 and talk to billing. Can you imagine what that experience would be like?
Oh, God. Yeah, right. Like, they're going to take immediate action.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
Wait, I think we have some audio from the billing department.
You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
That's a fact.
That would be the number one billing response.
Yeah. You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
Yeah. Or,
let's not act like we're 3 years old here. If you're going to state a sentence, don't just state a blanket sentence. Be real specific.
Well, so much for it. We haven't done any sex line, 1-900 sex lines in quite a while.
Quite a while.
With good reason. I think that ought to keep us off those for a while.
Yeah, really?
On the riff.
One oh one WRIF.